Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, it turns out that the Democrat National Committee covered Biden's legal bills in the special counsel probe of his classified documents. Whoa, that just broke a few moments ago. And we'll be all over it for you. And yes, the feckless Republicans, including the Speaker, sold out the Constitution of the United States of America again today, reauthorizing FISA without a Warren Amendment when it concerns American citizens. There you go. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It is Friday, Friday edition, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it. It's been a week and I'm glad it's almost over. But first, we have 4 hours of solid talk radio for you ahead of us. But the big story brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. I'll quote Representative Scott Perry, who said, "Today we saw who's actually going to stand up for the Constitution or who's going to continue to allow federal bureaucrats to abuse Section 702 and spy on American citizens. I voted no on spying against American citizens without a warrant." And Marjorie Taylor Greene just put out a statement as well, criticizing the Speaker Mike Johnson for going along with this. Mike Johnson said he flip-flopped on the issue. He flip-flopped on the issue after having a briefing. A briefing, you understand. So let's be clear, they can continue to spy on you and me without a warrant in direct defiance of the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. Because, you know, those pesky terrorists might want to blow you up. So, you know, Fourth Amendment, be damned. We can't be bothered with that. The pesky warrant requirement that the founders and the framers so understood was essential to protecting you from your government. Forget about it. Forget about it. And it's not surprising, though. I mean, there are way too many Republicans who just don't learn the lesson. They don't learn the lesson. I mean, they see it. They see the government spying on us. They see the government infiltrating the Trump campaign. They see the government abusing its powers, the powers we gave them to keep everybody safe. They see it. They don't care. They just don't care. And I guess part of it is because some talking head goes on television and says, "Well, we can't have our hands tied by having to worry about getting a warrant." There was an emergency provision within the bill that would have allowed them to override a warrant in case of an emergency. It still wasn't enough. They still didn't want to be bothered with that. So the White House came out and said, "We are against the warrant requirement." And Speaker Mike Johnson bought into that. And he said, "Fine." And so it passed. It was a tie. It was a tie vote. Tie. It's infuriating. This is Speaker Mike Johnson saying how he flip-flopped on this, and he did flip-flop. And you can blame him for this. You can blame him for this 100%. Cut number two.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became Speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation for themselves. And I think some opinions have changed both ways, but that's part of the process. You've got to be fully informed.
Mm-hmm. Got to be fully informed. Here's Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's reaction to the speaker becoming the tie-breaking vote and allowing this to go through without a warrant requirement. Take a listen.
Home is, do you trust the government? Do you actually trust the Department of Justice to police itself? Do you actually trust Biden's DOJ to hold Biden's FBI accountable? No, we don't trust any of it. And I'm really sick and tired of Republicans here in the House kicking the can down the road and saying, oh, well, when Trump comes back, Trump will fix it. Why don't Republicans fix it right now? That's what I want to see. I want to see a fight to actually do what we say we're going to do and stand up for the American people. I voted yes on the rule. I'm voting yes on the warrant requirement, and then I am voting a big fat no on the FISA bill altogether. And that's exactly what we should be doing.
She's right. She's right. It's exactly what we should be doing. But we'll just continue to give the DOJ all the power they need for another 2 years. Another 2 years. So here we are. Honestly, I don't want to bum you out on a Friday, but they do this stuff on purpose on Friday, and then they get the hell out of town, and then they run home for the weekend. And that's why they do this. That's why they wait till a Friday to do this. And there are so many of the quote unquote national security Republicans out there who are all for this, and they don't really care about the Constitution. They don't. They say they do, but they don't believe in it. They don't really believe in the Constitution. If they did, they would defend the Constitution. They would see what the government is capable of. They would understand why the Fourth Amendment is there. You know, the framers of the Constitution were pretty smart guys, and they were pretty smart. And I know that they're supposed to be canceled nowadays, but they were very smart people, and they understood why you need protections against the federal government. That's what the Bill of Rights is. It's a beautiful symphony of 10 amendments, beautiful symphony of your protections from your government, to protect you and the states from the federal government, because the states created the government, the federal government, not the other way around. I know we all forget that, and I know we think the federal government is supreme because people don't understand the supremacy clause, but the federal government is not supreme, and the states created the federal government, and the states are supposed to be in charge of this country. But we're not anymore. I mean, they're not anymore. And that was a long time in the making, but particularly when they got rid of the 17th Amendment, added the 17th Amendment, excuse me, and got rid of the states sending two senators to Washington and changed it to the popular vote. So you get grandstanding jackasses like Cory Booker in there and all kinds. I mean, the whole Senate, with the exception of like five people, including Rand Paul, who hopefully you got to see last night. I heard it was a fantastic evening. I'm so sorry I missed it. But I was at a wine dinner up at Crystal Springs in North Jersey. A buddy of mine who was a state senator, Steve Orho, and my friend Hal Wirths, who was a state assemblyman, they retired, and we had a nice little dinner for them. But what a gorgeous resort it is up there, and just had some amazing, amazing wines and cigars. And so my thanks to the Mulvihill family for hosting me. And Crystal Springs, you got to get up there. It's 2 hours away, but you feel like you're in a totally different world. It's gorgeous. Anyway, that's the only reason I missed the event. We had to have this on the calendar for months, but with the exception of like five guys in the Senate, they're all a bunch of grandstanding clowns, and they don't care about the Constitution, and they don't care about this. So the framers understood why we need a warrant requirement, because the government will abuse its power and will spy on you if you're one of their political opponents. They saw it. They lived through it. They understood it directly. It's literally what the British did to them. It's literally what King George III did to them. And they had all kinds of different ways where they could go in and read their diaries, and they had all kinds of read their notes. And so they create a warrant requirement, and they put it in the Constitution. They put it in the Bill of Rights. And what happens? We have a way for the government to get around it. And then when you have Republicans, conservatives, so-called conservatives who defend the Constitution, then completely bow down and say, government, we trust you. Go ahead. We're not going to abide by the warrant requirement. You're literally spitting in the face of the framers who said, we need to put this protection in place because without it, the government will abuse it and the government will spy on you. And that's literally what's happening in this country. And it's what happened to Donald Trump. And that's why Donald Trump came out the other day and said, do not reauthorize FISA. They use it to spy on my campaign. The FBI, the three-letter agencies that run this country, that is the deep state. That is the deep state. Understand this. That is the deep state. And when you go to Congress, your job, whether you're in the House of Representatives or you're in the Senate, your job is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. You're supposed to support the Constitution. They don't support the Constitution, these people. They don't care. This Department of Justice in particular does not give a damn about respecting the Constitution. And they will spy and they will intimidate and they will harass American citizens and they do it all the time and they don't get in trouble. And you know what they do? They come out and they say stupid things like what's his name said yesterday when he came out and he said, all right, well, with the Carter Page and George Papadopoulos case, I mean, mistakes were made, but, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, sure, mistakes were made, but... No big thing. You used the fact that these two American citizens were talking to people overseas as an impetus to spy on a presidential campaign. With the attempt of trying to destroy that campaign, that's what you did. That's exactly what happened. And we have not reformed it in any way, shape, or form. And now we still have the ability to be spied on by our government without a warrant. I just don't understand. I don't know when we're going to learn here. I don't know when we're going to learn and wake up to the fact that this is something that these people will continue to do over and over again, unless we rein it in, unless we reform this. And it's got to be an inside out reform. And the only way we are ever going to get our country back, honestly, is if the power of the executive branch is reined in. Because as long as these agencies can continue to do whatever they want, whether it's the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, or it's the four-letter agencies, like the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, and they can do whatever they want, and they can manipulate information, and they can work with social media to control the message and work with the corporate media to control the narrative, they can do all these things, and nothing happens to them. They don't get in trouble. At the very same time, the only reason why we even know about most of this stuff is because of brave whistleblowers who've come forward to talk about the government spying on us. Brave whistleblowers who the government wants to throw in jail. I told you what Edward Snowden revealed to us back then, and a lot of us on our side of the political aisle back then, not me, but a lot of us were, still have the mindset of, I'm a traitor. That guy exposed how the government was spying on us, illegally spying on us. And he revealed that, and for that reason now, he has to live in fear overseas. So a traitor to what? Traitor to the government? Okay, but a patriot to the Constitution because he told us how the government was illegally spying on us. And we don't wake up. We don't learn our lesson. Matt, I just sent you a clip. This is 2017. Susan Rice lied so badly on TV about spying on and unmasking American citizens that she actually had to go back on TV 2 weeks later and contradict herself. This is a clip now. So this is from Mays on Twitter, at Mays Moore. It was a PBS NewsHour. And remember, the spying and the unmasking of American citizens is part of what they do. And I think they do this on purpose. This is done on purpose to intimidate and harass. And you know why? Because they want you to shut up and stay in your lane. It's why they put out that letter to parents at school board meetings. Hey, it wouldn't like it if a big black SUV showed up outside your house. It wouldn't look good for you and your cushy job at a corporate America. So you better be good. So you better sit down, shut up. Don't get up and yell about masks and yell about COVID and you stay in your lane. It's done on purpose to intimidate and to harass. And they unmask these American citizens and they spy on them so that people know we're always watching you. I don't think it was an accident that we found out these American citizens were spied on and then their identities unmasked. I think it was done on purpose so that you know they're always watching and you know to be good. And as we talk about this, we keep having the same debate over age verification on social media, which, as I've told you before, is just another way for the government to know who you are and what you're saying about them. It's just another way for them to know, all under the guise of protecting the children. This is why bills that require an age to be on the internet are so misguided, because how can you be on the internet as an adult unless you confirm your age? So then the government knows who you are. And don't act like there's, oh, well, there's protections in place and they won't really know who you are. Give me a break. If you've learned nothing, it's that if they want to find out who you are, they'll find out who you are. And if they don't like you, if they don't like what you're doing, you will be unmasked like everybody else. And they have lots of ways to intimidate you and make your life miserable. And yet, what do? We listen to, and look, there are a lot of policies Ron DeSantis has put in place lately that I admire. Going after squatters, for example, is excellent. Great work. But the bill to require an age to use social media, that means that there's no anonymity on social media. That means that every single person has to verify their age. Not just kids, because how do you know it's not a kid? Everybody has to verify it. So now the government knows who you are. So if you are a pain to them, if you're somebody who's posting things they don't like, and you think, well, I'm anonymous, but yeah, I had to go through the age verification, but they told me it's okay, that they're going to shred all that, or they'll hide all that. It'll be in a vault somewhere. They just had another data breach. You heard that in the news. I think it's Roku had another data breach. These data breaches happen all the time. And that will happen one day. There'll be a mass data breach of everybody who was verified on social media, and we'll know everybody's name. And then all of a sudden, all the tweets and all the Facebook posts or Instagram posts or TikTok posts, whatever, that you put out there that the government doesn't like, you'll be exposed. And maybe your employer won't like it. And maybe they won't like what you're saying. Maybe they'll find out that a lot of your views are not compatible with their corporate philosophy. So you'll wind up being a good little boy and girl and just stay in your lane and don't speak out and don't say anything that they don't like. And that's how you destroy freedom. You destroy freedom in exactly that way. Then you become North Korea. You become Iran. You become those countries where you're afraid to speak out because you know what the government can do to you. It's not that the government will do something. It's just you know what the government can do to you. That's all they need. They don't need to actually do anything to you. They just need to do something to somebody. They just need to remind you of what they're capable of. Why do you think yesterday when I talked to Congressman Scott Perry, he told the story about that January 6th guy, a guy who was accused of being in the Capitol on J6. So he says, look, I will turn myself in tomorrow morning. If you want me to come in, I didn't do anything, but I'll turn myself in. Just let me know and I will turn myself in. But they still sent an FBI SWAT team to his house. Why? Why? Because they want to intimidate. They want it on television. They want the cameras. They want everybody to see what they're capable of. They want you to know what they can do to you. So you shut up and sit down. It's like we're all kids in class. We don't want to be sent to the principal's office. Only the principal's the FBI. Showing up at your door on a Sunday morning and kicking it in and dragging you out like they did to Mark Houck, for example. But we don't learn. We don't learn because they're still able to push our buttons with the two words, terrorists and children, terrorists and children. You say those words and people go, okay, fine. Take my liberty. Take the Constitution. Just keep me safe and keep my kids safe, whatever it takes. They know exactly how to manipulate you. They do. I'm not saying you. I'm saying they know how to manipulate. They know exactly the buttons to push. It's heartbreaking to me how many of my conservative friends have fallen for this, particularly when it comes to the children and social media. And they think, well, it's good that there should be an age limit for the kids because it's so destructive. Young girls are on Instagram and they don't like their body image and they're killing themselves. It says, you know what you sound like when you say that? You sound like the people that say, if you don't give these kids gender-affirming care, they're going to kill themselves. You sound exactly like that. The left uses that to manipulate you into saying we got to give kids puberty blockers and we got to chop off boobies of children. Otherwise, they'll kill themselves. And then on the right, you have people that turn around and go, well, we can't let them on social media. Otherwise, they'll kill themselves. And we push all these buttons. And we're no better than them when we do this because it's a lie. It's a lie, number one. They're both lies. Does it happen? Yes. Is it the rule? No, of course not. But what do you get out of it? You get out of what you get out of the one scenario is a country that is perfectly fine, that accepts and pushes these drugs on children that will forever alter their lives, pushes these surgeries on children. Because you'd rather have a girl who's a live boy than a dead girl, right? They say stupid stuff like that. And then on social media, you have conservatives, so-called conservatives, who turn around and go, well, I can't have these kids on there because they might see the Tide Pod Challenge and eat a Tide Pod and die. So, and then they in the process of doing so, destroy anonymity on social media. And do you realize that, I mean, I know you know this, the Federalist Papers was written anonymously. And you know who pointed that out? Ron DeSantis. When Nikki Haley said we need to have a social media registry, and Ron DeSantis correctly reminded her that the founders of this country, that they wrote all their letters under pseudonyms. But what did he do in Florida? He signs the age verification law, which means nobody's going to be able to be anonymous online. No one, because you have to verify your age. So they know you're not 14 or 13 or whatever the hell it is. So we, at some point, can we wake up? At some point, can we wake up and stop being manipulated? It's like for years we got manipulated by the terrorists after 9/11, and we just surrendered. And we surrendered so many things and gave them so much power over us. And now we're the terrorists. We're the terrorists now, you and me. You own a gun? Well, they're watching you. They're profiling you. You buy bullets? Got a Cabela's fishing hat? Are you MAGA? Are you white? Are you Christian? You might be a white Christian nationalist, MAGA extremist. You might be an insurrectionist. We got to watch you. You're the potential terrorist now. So all the powers you gave them, thinking that they was going to keep you safe from some dude in a cave in Afghanistan. Well, guess what? Now they're using it against some guy in a house in the suburbs of Bucks County. Stop. Stop. Wake up. Here's Susan Rice lying so badly on TV about spying. Take a listen.
We've been following a disclosure by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, that in essence, during the final days of the Obama administration, during the transition after President Trump had been elected, that he and the people around him may have been caught up in surveillance of foreign individuals and that their identities may have been disclosed. Do you know anything about this?
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today.
Mm. And then she had to go back, and this is where she goes back to clarify her comments. Go ahead.
There were occasions when I would receive a report in which a U.S. person was referred to. Name not provided, just U.S. person. And sometimes in that context, in order to understand the importance of the report and assess its significance, it was necessary to find out or request the information as to who that U.S. official was.
The president, his associates, their names could have been bandied about by foreign officials. They could have been picked up in incidental collections.
Yes, they could have. That is possible.
Indeed. And you could have asked for those names of American number one, American number two, however it's identified, to be unmasked so you would know how significant it was.
That's exactly right.
Let me leak the name of Mike Flynn.
I leaked nothing to nobody.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great. I leaked nothing to nobody. All right. Biden is expecting an Iran attack on Israel sooner rather than later. It's a good day for us to talk to our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates. She'll stop by a little bit later in the show. And breaking news, the Democrat National Committee paid Joe Biden's legal bills on the special counsel classified document probe. Spring is here, which means summer's almost here, which means it's time for that beautiful lawn that you want. And it's time for you to reach out to my friends at Natural Lawn of America, the company that I use and trust and have used for years. For a greener, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and pets, call my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer for years, and you're going to love the results. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. There's certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. This environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and they have a satisfaction guarantee. So trust the leader in organic-based lawn care. Trust Natural Lawn of America. Give them a call today. New customers, take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbelievable offer, but you have to act now because it expires very, very soon. If you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. That overseeding leads to that beautiful green grass. 1-800-FREE-SEED. That's the number. 1-800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose the lawn care company I've used for so many years, the lawn care company I trust. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, baby, Friday feeling. Excited about it. Excited for the weekend. A migrant with terror ties was caught and released twice. We'll talk about that. Iran may be attacking Israel soon. We'll talk about that with Dr. Victoria Coates a little bit later in the show. And I got this email during the break. Penridge School District unveils a new bathroom policy. I'll tell you about that as well throughout the show today. But I wanted to share this story with you because it's a big story and it broke a short time ago. DNC paid for Biden's legal bills in the classified documents case. So you remember all this anger and foaming at the mouth about Trump's legal bills and nobody should pay those. The Republican National Committee shouldn't pay them and nobody should pay them. Well, the Democrat National Committee used campaign funds to cover more than $1.5 million in legal costs incurred by President Biden during the investigation into his mishandling of classified documents, while also attacking Donald Trump for using the same mechanism to pay his attorney's fees. The sum was used to pay for lawyers and firms representing the president during Special Counsel Robert Hur's 13-month investigation, which wrapped up in February. The payments were first reported by Axios. On February 8th, Hur released a 388-page report in which he explained his decision not to pursue charges against the president, arguing that Biden would likely present himself at trial as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, making a conviction unlikely. During the investigation, the DNC paid $1.5 million to Bob Bauer PLLC, the professional limited liability company belonging to top Biden attorney Bob Bauer, who is married to senior White House communications advisor Anita Dunn. That money was partly used to bring on heavy-hitting attorney David Loffman, a former Justice Department official who worked on the investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State, as well as the probe into Russian meddling into the 2016 election, of which we know there was none. The DNC also paid upwards of $100,000 to Boston law firm Hemingway and Barnes, professional home to Biden attorney Jennifer Miller. It's unclear how much of that money related to Miller's work on the Biden documents case. The DNC and the Biden 2024 campaign have vehemently attacked the presumptive GOP nominee for using campaign funds to cover his mounting legal expenses and tapping grassroots donors to do so. The Biden campaign has accused Trump of using a mega fundraiser held in Palm Beach on April 6 to defray his attorney costs rather than focus on electioneering, claiming the former president is using billionaire-reliant funds it has to pay off his various legal fees. Biden's campaign finance chair told MSNBC just last week, "We are not spending money on legal bills. We are not hawking gold sneakers or any of that stuff. The money we are raising, we are going to be taking it right to the voters." In fact, we have the audio clip of that, insisting every dime goes to the campaign. Rufus Gifford, take a listen.
But they are. But this is the ultimate point here. Every single dime that you give to the Biden-Harris reelection campaign, we spend talking to voters. We have, in the last month or so, we have 100 offices open in the swing states now. We are, of course, engaging, whether it's ad buys, whether it's phone calls. We've made hundreds of thousands of calls to voters. What is he doing? He may put up some money tonight with his hedge fund billionaire friends in a closed-door fundraiser in Palm Beach. We understand that. But we would never trade our campaign, our strategy here, just comparing the last Thursday's event in New York, over 5,000 people, sold-out venue in the most iconic venue in the United States, people giving everything from $25 up to a lot more than that. That is the kind of grassroots enthusiasm that is fueling us. And again, we are not spending money on legal bills. We are not hawking gold sneakers or any of that stuff. The money that we are raising, we are going straight to talking to voters. This election is going to be close. Every single person knows that this election is going to be close.
Mm-hmm. Every single penny is going to that. Except for all the money we used to pay for Biden's legal bills. Except for that. Otherwise, yes, all the money's being used for the campaign. Except the money for the campaign legal bills. But otherwise, it's all campaign stuff. If you don't count all that. If you don't count that, it's all there. So 100% of all the funds not being used to pay for Biden's legal bills are used for the campaign. So that's an accurate statement. It's accurate to say 100% of the money that's not used for paying legal bills is being used to pay for campaign expenses. That's a 100% accurate statement. So you just have to ignore the millions of dollars that they paid for Joe Biden's legal bills. And then you have an honest statement there. But if you actually were to add the two numbers together, then what he said was total BS. But it's all how you look at it. It's all how you look at it. Unbelievable. There's going to be a Mar-a-Lago. I guess Trump is going to speak soon, and I guess Speaker Johnson as well. I think a lot of people today are. I'm very disappointed in Speaker Johnson. I really am. I'm very disappointed, and I hope Trump's given him a rash of crap over this. I mean, this is warrant requirement that failed today in the FISA Act. I saw, speaking of Edward Snowden, he tweeted out. This is the memorandum that the White House put out earlier today. The White House, okay? The warrant requirement is a threat to national security. The Constitution's Fourth Amendment would eviscerate the value of Section 702. It's an actual memo. Requiring a warrant would impose dangerous limits on the ability to review critical intelligence on key threats, including terrorist threats to the homeland, fentanyl supply chains bringing deadly drugs into American communities, Russian war crimes, and hostile governments' recruitment of spies. The Constitution bars U.S. officials from querying lawfully collected Section 702 data to find communications of an American, except in extraordinarily limited and unworkable exceptions. Wow, Section 702 is focused exclusively on foreign overseers. This prohibition would block the intelligence community to identifying vital intelligence it has already collected where foreign 702 targets communicate with or about an American. This will prevent U.S. officials from quickly examining critical communications already in the government's lawful possession, raising the unacceptable risk that the government might not respond to a developing threat until it's too late, or maybe not at all. Don't you love how when they, the first word is terrorist, the T word, throw that out there. I just can't believe they didn't throw the children in here too. What they should have said is requiring a warrant would impose dangerous limits on the ability to review critical intelligence on key threats, including terrorist threats to the homeland and keeping the children safe. That's what they should have said. They throw out fentanyl. And it's all the buttons. You know, they push all the buttons. It's like Mama Zioli. You know, I say, oh, you better check the kids' Halloween candies. There's going to be fentanyl in there. They just know how to push the buttons, you know? And so the warrant requirement of the United States Constitution and the Fourth Amendment ties the government's hands on being able to spy on you. So that gets in their way. It's pesky. You know, it's a pesky thing. Queries of Section 702, including U.S. person queries, are essential to identify and disrupt threats to our national security and to protect the victims. The FBI's ability to quickly query Section 702 information has enabled investigators to prevent a potentially imminent strike by a terrorist in the homeland who had the means to conduct an attack and had researched and identified specific sites. Who? What was the attack? What was the potential attack? Oh, it's classified. Can't tell you. Oh, right. They let a guy go twice who crossed the border illegally, who's on the terror watch list. So think about this now. Think of this is great. I love this. We're all idiots. We just have to pretend like we're just idiots. They just think we're idiots. We released a guy twice. The same guy twice. He crossed the border illegally. He's on the terror watch list. He's a potential terrorist. We released him. Not once, but twice. Twice. But at the same time, we're saying we shouldn't get a warrant to spy on an American citizen because it might lead to a terror attack. But if we have a potential terrorist who crosses the border legally and we pick him up, we'll release him on the streets. That's fine. That's okay. That's not going to endanger anybody. That's fine. Twice. We'll release him twice just to be safe, to make sure he's okay. And then that won't lead to anything bad. You know, all these Chinese nationals coming in, these adult Chinese nationals coming into the country, all these other people on the terror watch list crossing the border legally, that's not a problem. Don't you worry about that. That's not an issue. The real issue is having to get a warrant to spy on you. That would really, that's going to make, you're going to die. You're going to get blown up. They really do. They think we're idiots. The FBI's ability to quickly query Section 702 has helped disrupt an ongoing assassination and kidnapping plot targeting a dissident in the U.S. Who? Mitigate a cyber breach by China-based hackers against U.S. critical infrastructure. I thought that can't happen. Right? Whenever anybody brought that up, like with the boat, the boat of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, we were yelled at. Whoa, don't you say that China, they can't do things like that. What was the cyber breach? Can anyone tell us? Under the warrant requirement, the FBI would have been unable to gain access to the critical information necessary to take these actions in time to protect the country. That's a lie. That's a blatant lie. Because as you heard Congressman Scott Perry say yesterday, there was an exemption in the law that would allow them, if there's an actual emergency, even though I'm calling BS on just about all of this, but if there was an actual emergency, yeah, they could skip the warrant requirement in an emergency. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution is a threat to national security. Just understand that. Andy Biggs, Congressman Andy Biggs, his amendment to require a warrant, the Biggs warrant requirement, is a threat to national security. The Fourth Amendment is a threat to national security. That's where we are. And that's where we are in this country right now. And Republicans went along with this crap. But pay no attention to the terrorists coming in over the southern border. Okay, don't worry about that. You have nothing to see here. Don't worry about all those Chinese nationals coming in. Make sure that we can spy on you as an American citizen to disrupt a cyber breach by China. Well, what about the Chinese men who just crossed the border illegally? What about them? Don't you worry about that. What? Huh? Wait a second. You're telling me that the Fourth Amendment and my protection, my right to require the government to get a warrant before they can spy on me, that's going to prevent you from saving people's lives, but the Chinese nationals who are coming in, that's nothing to worry about? Okay. Yeah, because I'm a moron, because I'm an idiot. They really do think we're dumb. They do. They just know, they know exactly the words to say. Now, terrorists, you arrest terrorists at the southern border, you release them. But I have to worry now that because I call a friend in Italy now that I could be Section 702 queried. You know, because obviously there might be a threat of some Italian olive oil attack or something. It's unbelievable. They just lie. They lie. They lie all the time. How about you talk about in this memo all the things that the warrant requirement would have prevented? Not just the terror strikes, but things like, I don't know, infiltrating the Trump campaign, spying on an American citizen, several of them, many of them. George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, even though they got FISA warrants, but the queries of the Americans, other Americans who were involved with those guys, to then spy on the Trump campaign. And then people like the former secretary, former General Mike Flynn. So why don't you talk about all that? What the warrant requirement would have prevented in terms of the destruction of American civil liberties. But they don't mention that. No, they just throw out these fugazi things that they, wow, you almost got blown up. Really? Yes. Can you tell us about it? No, I can't do that. It's classified. Oh, but just know, you almost were blown to shreds, pieces. But thanks to the ability that we didn't have to worry about a warrant, you're alive today. So say thank you very much. And that friggin' Fourth Amendment always standing in the way of national security. How about the whole Constitution stands in the way of national security? It really does. I mean, the First Amendment does, too. That's why Woodrow Wilson passed the Espionage Act so that the press can't speak out against the war effort. All right. Let me take a breath here and tell you about my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, because they are fantastic people and they are wonderful at making sure you get the absolute best deal possible, the best incentives to get you into a Volvo. And I'm telling you right now, they're doing a renovation, and this is your time to save. Save big. Because Judith knows the renovation can be a little frustrating, and they're doing road work on the Route 70 as well. So their renovation savings event is your chance now to get a Volvo at the absolute best price. And I would love for you to reach out to them today. If you've been at Cherry Hill Volvo, you've noticed the renovation, but it's okay. They're in these beautiful luxury trailers and the same level of customer service, same level of care. And I know this for a fact because I was just there picking up my new XC60, and it was a great experience. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo, despite the renovation and the road construction. And Judith celebrated her 75th birthday. She's determined to make this a bang-up year. There are plenty of deals to be had. And right now is an incredible time because they are loaded with offers for spring. Their renovation sale continues and their pricing is always aggressive. And they have a tremendous inventory to choose from. Certified pre-owned Volvos, the beautiful S-Class made right here in America, the XC90, the third row, that's the family car that Bridget drives. Get the kids nice and safe down to Cape May for our live broadcast on May 3rd. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. It is the region's most accessible Volvo dealership and the only one that stands with us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD as we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. Make sure you tell them I sent you, Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the Odyssey app.
All right, I got a quick turnaround here because I went on too long before because I'm fired up today. Matt DeSantis, let me ask you again if we could do a little air check. Do you think it's obvious that I'm annoyed that they passed FISA without a warrant requirement? Do you think I'm expressing that properly today?
I think you've expressed it properly for 56 minutes now.
Because I know I was a little wishy-washy on Woodrow Wilson yesterday. I just want to make sure I've learned my lesson today.
Yeah, people had a lot of emails questioning how you felt about Woodrow Wilson. Is he pro-Wilson, anti-Wilson? You weren't very clear.
Yeah, I know, and I'm working on it. I'm working on being more definitive stances. You know, you got to be bold and firm what you're saying. You got to be bold.
I wasn't certain what to respond with. You were anti-Woodrow Wilson, correct?
I think I'm kind of lukewarm. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, probably. Yeah. So. Yeah. I think at one point I called him, I think, the worst human being that ever lived in America. Or I may have said I hate every bone in his body. I may have also said I hate him so much I want to dig him up and just to kill him again and bury him again. I think I might have said that.
I'm pulling the audio now for a promo. Yeah, you were pretty clear that you didn't like the guy.
All right, good, because that's my job. I got to take big, bold stances. You know, I don't want to be a wishy-washy. Otherwise, I'll have to shave my head and be on CNN Saturday mornings, and I can't do that.
You also made it clear you didn't care for Edith Wilson either.
I hate her, too. Hate her. Hate her. Even, maybe possibly even more.
And all their kin.
And all the Wilsons that followed them. And everyone named Wilson. If your last name is Wilson, I hate you, too. Just for that. Even if you're not related to him, I don't care. I hate him so much, I hate you.
Even the volleyball and Castaway.
Exactly. That was Wilson. You're damn right it was, and he should have poked a knife through it.
Deflated poor Wilson.
Poor Wilson, his only friend, his only companion.
I forget what your stance was on the Woodrow Wilson service area.
Oh, you know what I said about that? I said I would only go in there to take a leak because I'm not buying anything. I refuse. I can't believe they haven't canceled the guy yet. How is it they have not canceled the guy? He was a racist, anti-Semite, resegregated the military, fired all the black people in the federal government, screened Birth of a Nation, a freaking KKK movie in the White House. How the hell is that guy not canceled? I'm going to go there and spend my money at the Woodrow Wilson service area? No, I'll pee on the seat, but I am not spending my money at that Woodrow Wilson. No way.
At least you made it to the seat. I thought you would have went straight for the ground.
Well, I would have, but I don't, you know, I also don't want to get arrested. It's, you know, King Philip the Unaccountable is watching. His royal rugness would love to just drag me away for any reason, so. All right. Well, does that settle it now? I got to just express myself more and get it out, you know? I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up. Will Iran attack Israel? Will Joe Biden be able to dissuade such an attack? Will America stand with Israel, like the president just said a few moments ago? We're going to find out. We'll talk to Dr. Victoria Coates about this. And a lot of anger right now over the passage of the FISA Act, Section 702, without the warrant requirement. The anger continues to come in, and it is rightfully deserved. We should all be angry over this. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.